Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge.
Slow the testing down.
Remove him from office.
No justice, no peace.
Cast a vote that will make you proud.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And the Betches Sup Podcast is your daily rundown of all the craziest shit going on in the news, brought to you by your two funniest friends.
Which is us.
Which is us. Happy, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you? You took a week off of work. How was it?
I did. It was nice. It was really good. It was like, I didn't do anything, which feels weird because people are like, oh my God, what are you going to do? Are you going to like go on vacation, do this or that? And I'm like, I just sort of played dumb. I was like, you know, maybe. But because I feel like that jerk that's like, I'm like, was literally watching Slack, checking in and just not offering input or assistance, but it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's what
I highly recommend it.
You still posted a lot on Instagram.
Yes.
So you were slightly, because I was like going to try and help you post on Instagram, and then I just saw you kept posting, and I was like, okay, whatever, Amanda.
I knew
Amanda
that was going to happen.
Yeah, Amanda's doing it. She's like really good at it, so I'm just going to like let it go and like whatever.
Thank you. But you did handle all the posting of the big things, which are the very exciting Save 2020 series and the first episode, which people heard on Friday of Do You Know Who My Dad Is?
Mm-hmm. That just came out. I've actually been getting some really nice responses.
Awesome. Me too.
I've been seeing some negative comments, but like whatever, I ignore them. But like people, it's like, I think it's a good, you know, explanation of just like, you know, profiling privilege, which I think more specifically white privilege. Because
totally.
I don't really know if there's any other kind, but
male,
I think it's
skinny. Yeah,
exactly. That's true. I don't know. I'm excited about it, and I'm really excited about next week's. And then tomorrow we have our next episode of Save 2020 coming out, which I'm also hosting that episode. Mm-hmm. That's all about why voting is important, like what you're voting for this year, why your vote specifically matters. Because so many times people are like, who cares? My vote doesn't matter. Which is like so annoying to hear because it really, really does. I can't stop looking at Morty in the corner of your
screen.
Oh, can you
see him? What's he doing? Just being
he, like
fussing.
Waddled onto your bed in the background and just like lay down and rolled over. I was like, oh my goodness.
He wants attention. That's what he does when he wants attention.
Aww,
look
he's
at
so
me.
Cute.
He's had so much. He had the best week. We went to like, I don't live near Central Park, but I took him to Central Park every day during off leash hours, which we hadn't done before. It's really magical. If you ever visit New York City, bring your dog because you can let them off in Central Park and it feels like a Pixar movie. It's excellent. But should we get into the show?
Yeah.
So today marks, it's two weird like anniversaries-ish today. So today marks 6 months of this pandemic life timed for when Trump announced that it was a national emergency. And this was the week that we all sort of, definitely the week that we started working from home. But that was on Friday, March 13th. I didn't realize that was a Friday the 13th until looking back on it.
Well, I mean, this is totally unrelated, but we our last day was a Wednesday.
The 11th.
I remember this specifically and we were in there. Everyone's like, get your stuff, get ready to go. But then like the main pipe in the whole building burst. So not one bathroom in the whole building worked. And it was like 10:30, 11.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
right.
And I was like, I'm not staying here. Like, right. And I just like packed up my stuff and left. Because
there was
like,
no option to go to the bathroom.
But it was like the world was ending.
That's
and
when
there was no bathroom.
Ended.
Yeah,
totally. Today also marks just 50 days until the election starts. I don't know. I think I wrote election starts as like a subliminal thing because I'm trying to like normalize. We're not going to know. We're probably not going to know on November 3rd who won. So mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be like November 3rd's day of the election. We're going to know. It's like, actually, you can vote in Delaware today. And we're probably not going to know who won until a week after that. So this election is like, much like all of 2020, a prolonged affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe and Dr. Jill Biden are voting today in Delaware. Is that why you said that?
Yeah. I saw that because I just posted that Jill Biden is wearing an incredible pair of like knee-high black boots that say vote on them in metallic silver.
Fabulous. I'm going to vote. So early voting in New York starts on October 24th. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go early and vote and get it out of the way.
Me too.
I also just moved, and I'm like, I don't want to change my address yet because I don't want to have to deal with like me showing up and then being like, you're not here. You know what I mean? And like you fill out that like other ballot thing.
Yeah, the like provisional.
I don't know, so,
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that too. I would much rather just know that it's going to get done in one fell swoop. Like obviously you have to register, but I hope that everybody listening that is doing mail ballots is better than at mail than me. If that were my only option, I would definitely make sure that it happened. But I just like the idea of getting it done and I don't have to do a bunch of steps, even though those steps are very clearly outlined by a lot of great people. It's going to be okay. I just like the idea of like, even if I have to wait in line for an hour, I'd rather just like get it done.
Mm-hmm. So same.
Okay. So let's do a little bit more time traveling back to Friday, March 13th. So that is when Dr. Fauci told Americans we would need to change the way we live our lives immediately. It's weird. It feels, even though it was almost 6 months ago, it has that feel of like, you remember where you were. It has that feel of like, oh my God, we were so naive that day. I don't know. It's a weird anniversary, I guess.
It just reminds me of me like panicking. Like, I, like, you know, there's like that part in Snow White when she's like running through the forest.
Yeah, that
that's
was
how
it.
I felt like. That's all.
Nowhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Trying to get my computer. Yeah.
But I can't pee anywhere. Yeah. Shortly after that is when we sort of began hearing these incomprehensible projections that up to 200,000 people could die of the virus. As of today, September 14th, about that many have perished, according to official reports. And it'll probably be years until we know exactly how many people died of this disease, if we ever do. But I wouldn't be very surprised if we crossed that a while ago. About 25% of the world's COVID deaths have been in America, even though we are less than 5% of the world's population. Projections now show up to 410,000 Americans could die by January. This is if mask use becomes less common and universal. So that's not based on universal mask use, but it's based on a good amount of mask use. If we were to suddenly all stop using masks, it would go up to like 600,000. If we all wear masks perfectly, literally all of us, we could bring that January number down to about 268,000, which is still, if you told us that number in March, I just didn't believe it. I like refused to believe it when they were saying that in March. I just thought, nope, we're all going to be completely compliant and that's how we can avoid it. Even though at that time, I feel like they were saying, no, this isn't if we all start social distancing today. This is because we just started today. This is definitely how many people are going to die.
Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, especially in light of the audio that came out with Trump and Bob Woodward, it's just like, it's like really, really infuriating. Like I'm very like upset and angry because, you know, I thought that maybe Trump was, you know, just incompetent and like didn't believe in science.
Yeah.
But no, it is, he knew how deadly it was and he believed the science. He still probably believes the science about masks and the airborneness and the how deadly it is. But he still, you know, chose trying to save the economy or just lying to his supporters about it, you know, and had he had said something a week, 2 weeks earlier, tens of thousands of people would still be alive today.
Yeah, so. I did a poll on our Instagram just out of curiosity, because I'll be frank, I don't know a ton of Trump supporters personally. I don't have them in my family. You know, honestly, I don't know a lot of people, so maybe that's it. But I just asked, like, maybe that's why I was one of the people that was so surprised after 2016. But I just asked how many of our followers feel like they know somebody who altered their behavior based on Trump's reassurances, and 90% of people said that they did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian, how is Trump acknowledging this 6 month?
Yeah.
Point.
So he is, during this 6 month anniversary, he decided to break state laws to have an indoor rally in Nevada. So the president made a mockery of social distancing last night in Nevada, where he packed a venue with thousands of people despite the state's ban on local gatherings of 50 or more. The state has seen COVID spikes throughout the summer, and after Trump's Tulsa rally, the city saw a surge in cases and multiple campaign staffers, along with Secret Service agents, tested positive for the virus. Also, Herman Cain died.
Died.
He somehow continues to tweet beyond the grave about how COVID-19 isn't that deadly, even though it killed him, which is crazy. Trump claimed in an interview that he didn't think the 50-person cap applied to him. Oh, that the privilege that in that sentence.
But it's also like, it is crazy, but it's also like, literally on Facebook, the rules don't apply to him. On Twitter, the rules don't apply the same. So in a way, he probably was like, it's probably like all things with the president. I just do what I want.
Yeah. So he blamed the governor for limiting his outdoor rally options. But, here's just a novel idea. Stop having rallies. They're not helping your campaign. The only reason he does these rallies is vanity.
Right. And just from a sort of logistical perspective, you're having a rally full of people. All of these people come together. They're not wearing masks. There were a couple frames I saw from the rally where for Trump's sort of like intro speakers, his hype people, the people in front of the camera didn't have masks on. And then when he came out, they all did. You would think that you would want to keep your supporters alive for at least another month. At least another 50 days.
I was thinking the same thing. He's going to swing states, all the swing states, and then putting all of his supporters in a room with thousands of them. It is super spreader events. Like, are you fucking stupid?
A lot of them don't look like that. There's a certain type of Trump supporter. I don't like to be name calling or tease people, but there's a certain type of Trump supporter you see on TV a lot, and they don't look like the healthiest person.
Well, they're also the ones that they interview these people and they're like COVID was made to destroy America and Trump. It's not real. It's not real. And then other people are like, oh, if I die, I die. I'm gonna walk with God in heaven. And it's okay. And so it's just like from so many perspectives, you're killing your supporters. B, who are probably gonna vote for you. And now they can't because they're either bedridden in a hospital or they're dead.
And their family's certainly not going to vote for you.
And then their family is not going to vote for you because of what happened. And it's just so stupid because people who are coming are already voting for him. It's not helping him. It's so stupid. There's other ways to campaign.
That's very true. Yeah, nobody's I'm going to go to a Trump rally and just check it out and see what I think. No.
Yeah. I'm an undecided independent voter, so I'm going to go to a Trump rally. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so at the rally, President Trump played down the virus, asking Nevadans to tell your governor to open your state up. He also got a lock him up chant going about Obama and told the crowd that football is boring as hell, which I agree with, but just probably not the smart thing to say.
No, people get so... I'll make jokes about how I think it's silly that we're valuing sports more than schools when it comes to COVID. I make jokes on SUP a lot about how our society values sports, and people lose their minds and they think that I'm saying that women don't like sports just because I'm a woman. What I'm saying is, no, you're just as responsible for understanding the risk. So the fact that Trump wouldn't realize that that's all you got to do to excite a Trump supporting football fan is say yay football.
Yeah, I know. It's not that hard.
All right. Should we move on to the next topic?
Yes.
So fortunately or unfortunately for the West Coast, Trump is expected to visit California today to review some of the fire damage. Obviously a devastating scenario out there that he has really not commented on, and his comments have not been helpful. So Trump is making this visit as his administration has largely refused to accept that climate change is a reality, that it's happening now, that this is a, future generations is us, we're here, look at the sky, we're too late, we got to start at least preparing ourselves for how to live like this and avoid it getting worse. But the Trump administration has spent years rolling back environmental protections. Notably, we left the Paris Climate Agreement. This has been happening all 4 years, but it's one of those things where every day is like an emergency in the Trump administration that I definitely can fall into the habit of, you know, when I'm sort of prioritizing what to cover, I can fall into the habit of that seeming some huge environmental rollback that just, you know, I'll be frank, like doesn't always seem as newsworthy or eye-catching, but they don't get covers and then they compound and compound and compound, and like the amount of like environmental regulations we're going to have to like add back when he leaves office is huge. He has done tons. And somebody pointed this out to me on Instagram, where if you go to like the Endangered Species General Federal Instagram, all of the animals just have captions about like what Trump has done to save them. It's really weird.
That is very strange. And you and it's also just like, it's not just Republicans, you know, there's Democrats who are not doing much to help, like Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, like this year alone has like allowed fracking to continue and like has like signed 34 fracking locations like to continue to happen in California. And it's just, you know, it is just, we all as like, you know, if we want to live here,
yes,
like we want to live on this planet, like it, like
totally,
and breathe good air, like not ash and air, we all collectively need to do more.
Yeah, I want to make a priority to, you know, prioritize this more, especially if we live in a scenario in 6 months where Trump isn't the president and we can maybe focus day to day on some things that we haven't been able to spend as much time on as our democracy was crumbling, that we will really commit to spotlighting those issues more. Mm-hmm. But Trump is not blaming the California fires on climate change. He's saying that it's California's own fault because it didn't clean its floors of leaves properly. Here is a clip of Trump at a rally over the weekend harping on forest management.
But you know, it is about forest management. Please remember the words, very simple. Forest management, please remember. It's about forest management and other things, but forest management.
It's interesting. I was like, a lot of the fire happening in California is on federal land. So if he wants to, you know, like, you know, sweep the forest, it's really his responsibility.
That's really funny. I didn't know that. I mean, this is, he can't stop talking about raking the leaves. He literally wants to sweep climate change under the rug. He's like, just sweep the leaves, it'll be fine. It's just the leaves, among other things, but mainly clean the floors. Well, some fires are started by accident, because I feel like this conversation, this is sort of a climate denier's ideal fire, or some of them are, because it's like, no, it was caused by a gender reveal party. But fires that are caused by accident can be worsened by conditions created by climate change, which is created by human activity. And there is overwhelming evidence that fossil fuels worsens wildfires and contributes to how they start. This is not a question for debate.
Yeah, it's so dry. And that it's so dry because of climate change. That's why it's so easily caught on fire. It's like not that difficult.
Yeah, but just pay Barron $5 and he'll rake up the leaves.
Yeah, he needs some chores.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
So moving on, the TikTok crisis has been averted. Microsoft lost its bid to partner on TikTok's U.S. operation to Oracle. Oracle says it will partner with TikTok on its U.S. operations after President Trump demanded TikTok hand over its U.S. operations over security concerns about its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Neither company has described as an outright sale yet. So that's exciting. We knew this was going to happen, right? Like, did anyone think that TikTok was, like, I really was not concerned for TikTok.
No, but I did see over the weekend that Addison Rae got an acting job. So maybe she'll have, like, I think that I appreciate that they're hustling knowing that their entire livelihoods, actually it's not their livelihoods. They have their parents. Most of them are under 18.
Yeah, people were like mad that she got an acting gig, and someone tweeted, I forget who, they were like, if you're mad about Addison Rae getting a acting gig, wait till I tell you all about the children of actors and directors who've gotten acting gigs.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you're mad about that, just listen to Do You Know Who My Dad Is, and pretty much every other acting gig was happened upon in that sort of way. But more trolling of Trump on TikTok for the next 50 days.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing I love TikTok is, we have found other ways to protest. And I think we really, like, especially during a pandemic and, you know, when, conservatives and Republicans, like, really use the Black Lives Matter activists as, like, painting them as these people where, you know, the majority of Black Lives Matter movement and protests are peaceful, like 93% or something. I think using TikTok and stuff like this is a perfect way to protest and troll.
Yeah, people are so creative and funny. And it's like they have Facebook. We have TikTok.
Yeah.
The resistance is happening on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
That is our show for today. Again, go listen to Friday's episode of Do You Know Who My Dad Is? And those will be coming out every Friday. Make sure you've requested your ballot or made some sort of plan. We're going to be coming out with more resources for other things you can do over the next 50 days. Studies show that it's really around now when most people actually start paying attention, which is kind of hard to believe. You know, I know I can speak for probably us, but it's like it feels like we've been working so hard for so long, and it might be a hard pill to swallow that now is when it really matters the most. But there are plenty of things that you can do, and we will be sharing them for the next 50 days.
Oof.
Until the return of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast.
The Betches Sup podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.